getting naked and diving inside. Your soul signature is about to be revealed, so stick around. Hello, everyone. I'm Lauren Leibowitz, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. It's Thursday, March 8th, and once again, we are coming to you live from Los Angeles. Beautiful blue skies and sunny Los Angeles. Thank you so much for joining us today. We have a fabulous show lined up for you, and we love to hear from you, so please call in to listen live or ask questions at 347-857-2710. We always love hearing from you through the email, so you can do so by emailing us at goodvibeexperience@gmail.com. Get a little bit of a good vibe. I don't want to waste any time because we have a very, very fun-filled show today. So let's get right to it. My guest today is back by popular demand. Woohoo! Our switchboard went crazy the last time she came to the studio and visited with us. And as I can see now, the switchboard is going crazy right now. So everybody just hang on tight. We're going to be on fire. That's all as I can say. My guest is a gifted clairvoyant intuitive, and she can see, feel, and hear the ethereal world, angels, spirit guides, loved ones, past lives, auras, and more. She has recently completed production on her highly anticipated web series, Celebrity Clairvoyant, which features inspirational experts and intuitive advice. And this Saturday, March 10th, she will be appearing at the Huntley Hotel in Santa Monica, lighting up the room with her inimitable style and divine friends. With her event focusing on self-discovery, innate greatness, and so much more. I can already feel the divine team in the house, so please welcome back my dear friend, Cindy Goldenberg. Hey, girl!
Oh, wow! I'm all excited.
Well, you want to come to your own event?
Yeah, it sounds good. I feel like, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I just so enjoy talking with you, and I can feel everybody that's cozying up and calling in, and I just love to share so much. It's clairvoyance, but it's insight. It's insight, and I love to just tell and remind people of how remarkable they are, that they're connected, that they have the intuitive ability to hear guidance and use it and enjoy it, that we're remarkable, benevolent, loving beings. We're spiritual, having a human experience. And the human experience is one part, but the rest of the part is phenomenal, and it's really gravy once you get your mind around self-acceptance and worth and joy and how to utilize it. And it's such an easy way to make a, quote, clairvoyant connection. So that's what I was going to tell you about today.
Well, we're going to get to our callers because we're just off the hooks here. But I just wanted to share with our listeners, we spoke a little bit before going on air, and we were talking about how to go about achieving our goals and our dreams. And I think most people, and you know what, we're all human, so, and even including myself, we forget two key items to always remember is to ask for help and ask for what you want.
Right. So much of us, what we learn in our programming, which gets in our imprint in our brain, and again, because we are human, are conditional thoughts and programmed beliefs. And we're so programmed to feel through society, television, advertisement, that we're not enough. We're just not good enough unless there's something else outside of ourselves that will make us better. And so we come from a constant state of lack, struggle, inadequacy, pain, which we all know and identify. But in order to really receive and in order to really experience abundance, love, relationships, we must first just correct one way of thinking and understand how, like, the gravitational pull works, how we can really lean into experiencing our life to the fullest. And yes, some of the ways are through self-actualization, understanding that when you ask for help, it isn't that you're not enough or that you're weak or that you're broken. It's the opposite. You are empowered and you are worth being heard, and you are an expert at what you know and what you feel in your heart, and you're ready to share it. So you want to attract like attracts like, someone like yourself that's good at what they do, like you have this show and I want to express myself, so we attract one another. It's when you ask for help to express what you do or what you have or what's in your heart, the universe answers that automatically and instantly.
That's so true.
Yeah, and then the other thing, too, is that, you know, a lot of logical thought, and I like to give people a couple words, like every time you're using your justifying something or rationalizing, and it doesn't mean right or wrong, it just means effective or ineffective, and those kind of words, justifying a belief or a conditional thought or a habit or rationalizing it, you're right away in the logical mode. You're in a, like, you know, I say like a driving lane. And logic cannot create inspiration. It can only just reiterate the same repetitive thoughts, and that's where we kind of get stuck and we feel like things aren't our way, or, you know, we struggle in our life. But just very quickly, I wanted to tell you that we're all intuitive. We're all clairvoyant. Clair just means clear. So we're clairvoyant means we see things, and you can see things with your eyes or in your mind's eye. I mean, just like saying, what did you eat yesterday? That's clairvoyance. Sentient, clairsentient means we're all clairfeeling. We have emotions. We have feelings. We have receptor cells in our tummy. We have so much that we can draw upon, and our emotions can really guide us. So when we ask for something, and we ask with prompts, and we do it in a loving, non-threatening way, we can feel, quote, answers and guidance and solution. The other way is cognizant. Claircognizant doesn't just mean clear thinking, like, oh, look at me, how smart I am. It means that when you least expect it, when it's totally out of the blue, or when you just wake up and know something or aha, that is your cognizance, your claircognizance working. And so the way to really utilize and be aware of this is when you're thinking, again, logically or reacting or comparing or not listening to your own inner values, that's when you get stuck and that's when you get into problems.
Yeah.
The other category, just quickly to tell people, is clairaudience. Clairaudient or clairaudience. Not only is that hearing like something like a voice outside of your own head,
mm-hmm.
it's hearing something within, which includes your inspiration. Or haven't you ever heard a song and you play it all day in your head? But all words and ideas and epiphanies and all of that when you're in the shower, that's your clairaudience. So if we're just aware that we're already connected, all we need to do is to move our consciousness and awareness into how we can receive things in an easy, effortless way. And you do it physically by moving your body through breath work. You do it not mentally, but emotionally through thought, through gratitude and self-love. And gratitude, Lauren, not just, oh, I'm grateful for what I have, and I have nice kids, and I love my home, and I love my husband. That's good.
Yeah, Cindy, I don't want to interrupt you, but we have a lot of people that are patiently holding. And I want to get to as many people as we can, so just try to briefly answer the question.
Tell a little bit about everybody, yeah.
Yeah, and then we'll get back to all the other
people. All right, that's good. They're all high vibrations. I can
feel them. Hi, you're on the line with Lauren and Cindy.
Hi, are you talking to me?
I am. Who is this?
Hi, my name is Annalisa.
Hi, Annalisa. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You have a question for Cindy?
I do. More about how I can trust and believe in myself. Sometimes I get information very undeniably, and then other times I don't seem to hold on to the vision to follow through.
Yeah, you do. I have to interrupt right away. You have a lot of vortex around you. You have energy. You swirl. You dance. You're like the little ballerina in the jewelry box. You move, and And I don't want to create a illusion of like hyperactivity, but you're very elusive. Your energy moves and it swirls and it dances. You are almost kind of feeling like you're in a fog, or that you have to really close your eyes and make a frown to concentrate. And your angels and your spiritual team around you go, no, that's not necessary. We want you to fly. You're very, your color is lavender. You're very much a visionary. It's so easy for you to feel and interpret that clairsentience that I just talked about. And it's so easy for you to move through your emotions and express them. And you've been so programmed, like we all have in your life, to go, no, one and one equals two, and you got to work hard and nose to the grindstone. And really, it's in your best interest right now to really let go of all logic. And I feel like you're changing your diet plan and your eating and everything else. But really go into what I was just saying, really becoming aware. And I would, Anna, Lisa, really amp up. What is it that's coming through me? What is my joy? What is my message? What is it I love? And really create that inner dialogue. And you have such expressive ideas that when it comes to fruition, you got to capture them. And that's your, quote, that's your success, that's your presence. That's really, it's coming into fruition quite quickly. So off the top, no thinking, no logic. Your fogginess is really an elusive state, and you're really downloading a lot of inspiration at this time.
Okay, thank you. That was, it seems like it comes, and if I don't capture it in the moment, it seems like it's gone. So I think I have to have, like, recording devices, cameras just ready to go.
Or express yourself through just having, like, poster board nearby or drawings or symbols, because it doesn't have to be pragmatic and linear, but you really have a lot of ideas. And you're very, very creative in it, but it's coming to you like, it's like describing orchestra music. You know, if I played music and it was a huge orchestra, you'd be there all day. It's just, so just try to, you know, capture the whole thing, but don't beat yourself up for it, for not thinking logically, because you're totally different.
Can I get, like, I almost feel like I need a filter so I can get one idea at a time, because it seems like there's so much, and then I feel like there's too much to do, and then I just, you know, I feel helpless.
Go in the kitchen. You do well in the kitchen and the bath and things near water, and really not think, and then it'll come to you and ask for clarity. When you least expect it, keep the paper nearby. But when you least expect it, you'll get concrete ideas. So just be specific and say, I trust that I receive implicit instructions and that everything comes to me easily, that my visions are now in front of me, and that I know exactly what to do. Start dialoguing like that, but don't do it as you sit down. Go do it when you're doing it near water or somewhere else, and then when you come, then let that cognizance come forward. When you least expect it, you'll get concrete ideas.
Okay.
Thank you, Annalisa. We'll be giving out some Cindy's contact information if you'd like to continue a dialogue with her later on. So I hope that has answered your question. And thank you for joining us today. And we're going to take another caller. Magic of technology. Hi, you're on the line with Cindy and Lauren. Hello? Hello, area code 203. Are you there? I guess not. We'll go to another caller. Hi, you're on the line with Cindy and Lauren.
Hello.
Oh, hello. A deep voice. I love that.
A man. Oh,
a man.
Ooh.
Ooh. Hi.
Well,
thank you for your
talk, Cindy. By the way, that was real. That was real inspiring.
So what's your name?
Eric.
You have a very deep understanding and a true spirituality. It's like, I don't care what your question is. Here you go. You know,
okay.
It's like, let's
go ahead.
Let's just get there. You work from the heart. And again, a lot of people, humanly, we're all programmed to think and believe something comes from hard work or through our hands. although you've always been, I hear like you deliver, you show up, you're loyal, you have a consciousness and a commitment, very deep values. However, your spirituality, meaning your method of what I've just explained, it doesn't mean like, you know, your religion of choice or how you express yourself. That's all good. I'm just talking about the automatic way that you breathe in this life, the automatic way that you receive information is coming through very deep, genuine means. And as it does, the ego consciousness, which we're all part of, we're here to experience that, what we're not, is coming up too, and when you get like this deep resonating, piercing clarity of who you are and what you want to become, at the same time you'll hear a very lightweight voice going, "You're a fool. Who do you think you are?" or something else. The actual polar opposite. And I'm glad you called in because we're all that example of that's how the gravitational works. That's how the yin and yang works. And what that is nothing, quote, right or wrong. That is just the opposite flip of the coin energy that is coming up, and you are feeling it very intuitively and deep in your heart, and it's almost like a little, nothing against chihuahuas or little dogs, but it's like a little yapping dog that's like you turn and you go, what is it that you
I hope I don't get letters from chihuahuas.
Yeah. But you kind of look and say to that voice, what is it that you think you need from me? And it's like, nothing. I just wanted to try to throw you off course. Or it's like, you know, you're inadequate. And it's like, no, I'm not. It's not true. But you take another breath and you go, I'm so glad that came up because now I know that I can breathe through it, forgive it, bless it, send it light because it is not true. You have such a power, a serial power. I keep putting my hand on my throat and my chest plate and my heart. I would really do meditative deep questions and ask for solutions and answers and breath and really go into that. Eric, I want you to go into that deep self-love and value, that Christed light, and I mean Christ as in Christos, the light. It's beyond religion. It's not in one category. And really go into that deep, deep knowingness and that inner value, and I mean you will emerge as such a way shower and inspirer for so many people. You are so connected. You are so connected to the divine realm. You are a human angel that's incarnated, and you have such a power, and you're just beginning on a brand new pathway. Keep it up.
And that's true. I'm trying to manifest something that I've been working hard on, a creative project which will hopefully get out there in the world and will affect many in a good
it
way
is.
and it's hard but one thing I wanted to like touch on real quick is there's other energies, and how do you deflect other people's energies who are not on course with yours, who are still impose themselves on you? That's one thing.
Affirm, it is not my responsibility to fix you. You know this. You know in truth that nothing needs fixing, because as you give it power, you're telling the universe, God, intelligence, that, you know, he, she, it makes ineffective product, and that's not true. You hold the highest intention, but you claim your worth. You do it for you personally through lower breath, and also surround yourself in yellow light, gold light, lemon, the smell of lemon, and just lemon. And then you also take your affirmations and you literally sync up your energy around your body, and you surround yourself with light. You do a lot of visualizations too, and bring the energy up through your feet. I have a workbook on my site that would just so put you over the moon, because you're so good at this. I can feel it. I feel it through my body. But to answer you specifically, you just make the affirmations that it is not my responsibility to fix you or to support you or your choices. I send you love and light like I do the goldfish and the star and the moon and everything else that God, universe made. I recognize that in you. However, your issues or your choices are not mine. I hereby let you go, and I'm free, and I create this. I create X, and you fill in the blank, because you're very creative and very expansive. But saying that, you're also, because of your intuition, your power, and your passion, you're always going to be deep and be very clairsentient and feeling of other people. You just have to be conscious of it and say that it's like you can't be a little shallow ocean. I'm sorry. You're going to be deep, and things are going to affect you longer than somebody with a lighter color because you're a deep blue. But because you are, it's what makes you purposeful. You just have to steer it. But there's no boogies out there. There's nobody. There's a lot of BS, so to speak. There's
yes.
a lot of noise and interference. But yours comes through an inner power, and you just affirm it and clarify it and categorize it, just like how you do your work. You know, you put it like this comes in, this doesn't. You know, it's like put
thank
your
thank you so much, Eric. I hate to interrupt Cindy,
yeah, sure.
but
sure.
But
thank
we
you
have
so much. I appreciate it all. Take care now.
Thank you. And
okay,
listen in for
you.
Cindy's comments and connections. Thank you so much, Eric.
Thank you.
You know, it's so amazing, Cindy, to hear people's concerns and their thoughts on what they want in life. And tell us about this event that you're going to have on Saturday, because I think it might address a lot of our callers' concerns. And also, it's going to be streamed live. So if our
Well, it was, but it's not. So
it's
they're going to have to wait. They're
going
to have to wait to buy it on. You know, you can always find me on my name, CindyGoldenberg.com, or CelebrityClairvoyant.com, which is also the web series that I'd love everyone a shout out. My son has made it single-handedly. It's beautiful, and it also stars our wonderful hostess, Lauren Leibovitz. And so it's phenomenal and great, full of insight and all kinds of awareness. But what I'm doing, I wanted to have a beautiful venue, and so I found this lovely hotel in Santa Monica, and it's talking about just this. We're pulling out the crystal ball and the blue eyeshadow and the psychic and all the Snickers and everything else, and we're going, this is empowerment. This is how thought works. This is metaphysics, and this is how we utilize and materialize and manifest and attract our greatness, and we reflect it into our life. How do we do this? We do this abundantly and through deliberate focus and intention. And I have an entire PowerPoint and exercises to really motivate you and polish that inner aura to really make you sing and attract what you deserve. And I'm doing it. And so,
this will be filmed, and so this
yes,
event will be available to purchase.
It'll be available as, you know, like a couple classes or workshop or something. I'll make it all pretty and shiny, and you know, so you can bite into it and enjoy it.
Oh, I love to bite into it. Why don't we do this? Why don't we give out all your contact information, and then I think we'll have time for one more caller. People can call you at 818-645-0144. And perhaps, you know what, if you don't mind, I speak for you. Maybe the people that are still holding, if you just mention contact Cindy, you just mention you are listening to the show, Cindy will give you a little reading, because we just don't have, unfortunately, the amount of time to dedicate to all these fabulous people that have called in to listen to us. So you can also get to Cindy through CelebrityClairvoyant.com or CindyGoldenberg.com. And I got everything in, right?
Yep.
Okay, so let's say hello
to
another. Let's go. Let's go, baby. Hi, you're on the line with Cindy and Lauren. Who's this? Hello? Hello, 575. Are you there?
Yes. I didn't know if you were talking to me.
Yes. Hi.
Yes, I have a question for Cindy.
What is your name?
Kind of. Isabeth? Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I've been really off-centered lately, and I'm, like, lost and confused and about a lot of things in my life, and I was just wondering if
Well, in a nutshell, let me go as quickly as I can because we only have a minute. One, it isn't your doing. Two, it's a lot of things that are coming up from your childhood. Three, hormones, natural bio-identical hormones will help you greatly. You have a lot of being the time of year that this is, 2012, is the veil is very thin, and everything that is no longer working for us and everyone else is being surfaced. It's almost like having teenage acne. Everything is coming up to be kind of cleared and transmuted. And so you have a lot of childhood frequencies, pain, and remembrance of different things that are coming up through your stomach and through your throat. And how I feel for you is that if you could sing or chant or lovingly, softly, calm, or doing om, or things that are soft and nurturing for yourself right now, and just allow that subconscious thought and feeling to kind of be transmuted and come through your body. Again, I hear lemon and lemon juice for you is a very high frequency, but the number one message to you is not to take any of this personally. It's kind of everybody else's crapola, so to speak. But it's you're witnessing it because you're very willing, you're very tender, and your divine team doesn't want you to change. And what feels like confusing is just you're just being derailed a little bit at the moment. But you'll come back to center. You work real well with crystals and going outside and working with nature as well. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Cindy, we're just going to have like a two-hour show one time where...
I know. That's usually what I do.
Because there's so many lovely people that have so many very interesting thoughts to share.
Well,
and
I can just feel like everybody here, I can feel a lot of people, everyone is very passionate, and I want them to use their passion and know that it isn't a weakness, it's their strength. Because we're all, through our vulnerability and our willingness to expose ourselves, we become greater. And it becomes the magnet for new love, new romance, abundance, success, new opportunity, when we really, really not only envision but really, really relish and revere our tenderness and our vulnerabilities and our desires. And so I can feel it through my heart for everybody that we are all on, you're all on the right path and you're asking the right questions.
Well, you know, we just have a second left. I want to thank you again. A big hug to you, Cindy, for coming on the show. It's always a delicious experience. And 818-645-0144 or cindygoldenberg.com. Check out celebrityclairvoyant.com also. And if you're in L.A., please come by the Huntley Hotel on Saturday, March 10th. Sign up and you will get a complimentary free reading with Cindy. This is Lauren Leibowitz. And please join me next time for another wild and crazy journey in someone else's shoes, as my guest will be actress and author of Searching for Cece, Reflections on Alzheimer's, Judy Prescott. This is Lauren Leibowitz, and thank you so much for joining and listening to How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. We'll see you next time, and I look forward to helping you find comfort in your own shoes. I'm going to leave you with Caroline Waters and Full Moon Rising. You got